Hey, guys, hear me?
How's everybody doing? How's everybody Shabbos?
Thanks. You?
Baruch Hashem, very nice.
Okay, good. So we're going to start the new Mishnah. Yes, let's start. The Mishnah says, "Eladvarim shalom." These are the meaning from which you can make matzah. So these are the chameshes min hadagon that, in general, in all areas of halacha, they have the status of lechem legabei matzah, legabei challah. Menachos in the Bayin has a gzeir shava lechem lechem. What's lechem legabei matzah is lechem legabei challah. So these are the chameshes haminim that are chayav in challah. So we also. The Rabbi Birchas Hamazon, the Gemara Bracha says these are the Chamesh Saminim that make lechem for Birchas Hamazon. Well, I don't know if the Gemara has a pasuk for it, but I guess just by analogy to matzah and challah. So it's these Chamesh Saminim. Chitim Sarim Kusman Shifa and Shibel Shua and Shibel Shua. Yaitzim, so that's number one. Number two says the Mishnah, Yaitzim, the Mayim, the Mayim, the Yishin, Shinitu, Tumas, the Mayim, the Shemi, the Hekdash, and Niftu. So these are all things that you have. You're allowed to eat them. They're not dvar masur. The mai, excuse the gemara exactly, but the mai is also good. It's in the gemara. My serishin shkut to masur lachar is poshut. The my serishin from which trumas masur was taken. The gemara is going to ask that it's poshut. It's that's het gomer. What's the chiddush? The gemara is going to talk about. Likewise. It's also poshut. What I was going to ask is in the poshut. And I've kind of mechal and truma. To them, it's hetter. I will leave a table in my shishin. I will leave my shishin. Shall I nitl to masoi? I will leave my shishin. I'm hetter. Shall I niftu? So that's the second halacha of the Mishnah. That from dvar masurim with dvar masurim, you're not going to say chayvas mas. We'll see in the Gemara the reason for everything. And the last halacha of the Mishnah had told you the rikike nazir. The matzahs that you baked for carbon taido or for kikei nazir, if you made it for your own chalas taido, your own kikei nazir, you cannot use it for matzahs mitzvah for Pesach. Also limkar bashuk then yaitzimem. Also we'll see in the Gemara what this is about. So Rashi eladvarim shadam yaitzim chivasai mishum chayves matzah b'lai leri shemesh umuchiyav lechol matzah k'dechsev be'er teichlu matzahs. But this is chal yisaitim. That even though the Torah says Shiva's Yom Teichel Matzahs, so it sounds like there's a chiyuv to eat matzah for 7 days. The Gemara Daf Kuf Kof. The Gemara says that there's another pasuk. Pasuk says, Shiva's Yom Teichel Matzahs. But it says you only have to eat matzah for 6 days, not for seven. So that pasuk is reminded that the last day there's no chiyuv. Then we say that a dovah shoyim achal v'yotzim in achal l'lamed lo yilamed al atzmi yotzah l'lamed al achal kula yotzah. It's one of the midrash up there in the dreshes. So then say mashvi rishus av sheish yishom rishus. So since the Torah says you only have to eat matzah for 6 days, first it says 7 days. Then it says you have to eat matzah for 6 days. So the 7 days of dovah shoyim achal, it was included in the 7 days, and then it was this night. So it's l'lamed al achal kuloi. That really it's only a rishus. Eating matzah all 7 days is only a rishus. So the Gemara says, so maybe the first night's also only a rishus. So I can know that we have another pasuk, Be'er Teichlu Matzahs. So bottom line, what it comes out from the psukim, the way the Gemara the dashings, is that matzah all 7 days, Shiva's Yom Teichlu Matzahs is only a rishus. We'll see later on what exactly it means that it's a rishus. Don't you know what it means? You can't eat chametz. When it says you have to eat matzah for 7 days, it means don't eat chametz for 7 days, but not that there's a chiyuv to eat matzah. And Rashi took the lesson in a few places. Rashi says in Chokhes, that's in the days. It's about two thirds of the way down. There's a Rashi Ksuv Bahai. never mind the context, but the Pech HaDvarim, Rashi over there says, maybe the guy didn't see inside, Chav Chesim and Beis, two-thirds of the way down in Rashi. The Dibram Askel is Ksiv Bahai. And then, the Pech HaDvarim, Rashi says, those psukim are not psukim of chiyuv. The hanulav chayven inu. There, the pasuk doesn't mean there's a chiyuv to eat matzah. Ela matzah siyachol v'loy chametz. It means eat matzah but not chametz. V'mirotz alizay shalaymi chametz v'shalaymi matzah rishus biyod. If you don't want to have either matzah or chametz, it's also good. When it says to eat matzah, it means as opposed to eating chametz. It's a way to say you're not allowed to eat chametz. Meaning from the pasuk of Erev Teichel Matzah, Nachlo Chayvus Laila Harishon. So, Akapanim, all 7 days, the Shiva Yom Teichel Matzah, Rashi says, you could eat other things, you don't have to eat not matzah, not chametz. It means a reshus. You're allowed to eat matzah as opposed to chametz that you're not allowed to eat. Let's take Pashup Shat, meanwhile, we'll have to see later on if this is done in Muslim. Pashup Shat is that it's like an Isser essay. It's like when the Torah says, "Es elu teichelu," that the Torah says that these are the fish that you're allowed to eat, these are the birds that you're allowed to eat, these are the behemoths that you're allowed to eat. It doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah to eat. You don't have to eat meat at all. You don't have to eat fish at all. So what does it mean? "Es elu teichelu"? It means as opposed to non-kosher fish, and non-kosher birds, and non-kosher animals. So that's called an iser essay. The Torah says it beloshon essay, but there's no kiyum essay in eating. You have a beef burger. You're not makayim any mitzvah essay. If you eat non kosher animals, then you, besides the lav, say the loy sechelu, you're also mavata, you're also over on the essay of a seilu techel. That's called an iser essay. So the pshutoi shiva shalom techel matzah is just an iser essay, not eat chametz. But it's not a mitzvah essay to eat matzah. The mitzvah essay to eat matzah is the erev techelu is only the erev techelu matzah. That's pashup shah. We get to the gemara. I think we're gonna have a problem. But meanwhile, that's how it sounds in the chayr. That's the mashma of Rashi. That's pashup shah. The gemara daf. That's what Rashi is saying. The other 7 days, what does it matter which meat and more matzah, which meat and not matzah, the other 7 days? The other 7 days, you can eat whatever you want. You can have rice, you can have beans, you can have cornflakes, whatever you want to have. You can't have hummus, that's all. So what does it matter which minim are dogon, which minim are not dogon, which minim are matzah, which minim are not matzah? The nafkamin is for the first night. So it comes out, the chayr b'pshutoi, that this din of the Mishnah, that you're only yaisi with these chameshes haminim, is only nagay the first night of Pesach. The rest of Pesach, I don't need to know which minim are matzah, which minim are not matzah. I need to know which minim are chametz. That's true. I need to know which minim are chametz. Fine, and you know which minim are bolu dechimus. The Gemara that we'll see though in the Gemara that's not which minim are chametz. We'll know from Sfar. The Gemara says Chazal did experiments. They knew which minim are chametz. These are the minim that are machmets. Those other minim are not machmets. The Gabi is a chametz. I need to know that these are the chameshes minim that are machmets. But the Gabi matzah, the other 7 days, chamet. Sorry, let me just turn this thing off. The other 7 days, not negate to know which other chameshes are minim b'cha. There is a goyim in Maaseh Rav, maybe I already mentioned now. There is a goyim in Maaseh, famous goyim in Maaseh Rav, that the goyim said that matzah, the other 7 days, is a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah. It's just not a chayva. And he says, no, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days, but it's not a chayva like the first night. The lashon there is, we don't know if it's verbatim the lashon of the goyim or not. It's Maaseh Rav. It's what they heard from the goyim, what they saw from the goyim. But it says that the goyim said that there's a mitzvah to matzah all 7 days. It's just not a chayva. And mitzvah l'gabe chayva rishus korle. The Gemara calls it rishus. The Gemara Kavchav says the other 7 days are rishus. The goyim says it's a rishus relative to the first night because the first night is a chayva. The other 7 nights are not a chayva. They're a mitzvah. A mitzvah relative to a chayva is called a rishus. That count what it says in Maaseh Rav. That's a clue what that means. It's not a chayva, it has it a mitzvah. What does it mean that it's a mitzvah if it's not a chayva? Isn't a mitzvah a thing that you have to do? But the Belt says, I think normally the way the Gaon is understood is that it's a mitzvah kiyumis. Mitzvah kiyumis means like extra credit on a test. You don't have to do it at all. But if you do it, you get a mitzvah. It's like giving stock. If that is, if there's an oni in front of you, it's a chayva. There's not an oni in front of you, you go looking for an oni, so it's not a chayv to do. But if you do it, you have a mitzvah. The mitzvah kiyumis. When you're mekayim it, you get a mitzvah, but there's no chayv to go look for. It's an extra credit. So the belt says that that's what the going means. It's like extra credit. If you eat matzah all 7 days, you get a mitzvah, but it's not a chayv. Could be the going is more than that. I feel that Rav Olshan in his Sefer, Eifan Pesach, he compares this going. It's actually very striking. He compares this going to a lashon of Tamid Rebbe Niyad. And the lashon of the going, it's the lashon of the Maaser Rav. It could be they heard the lashon from the going. The going said that mitzvah l'gabei chayva rishus karila. So you have exactly the same lashon in Tamid Rebbe Niyad in Brachas, and it's if you cut them out from the Daf Erif, the Gemara says tefillah tarvis is a rishus. We pass in tefillah tarvis rishus. So Rabbi Yonah asks, did the din the Gemara says that if you miss Ma'ariv, if you daven shachris twice? Yes, Rabbi Yonah. A lot of Rishonim ask, what do you mean you daven shachris twice? If it's a rishus, then what do you have to be mashma? How does it pass tashlumen in something which is a rishus? And then also, yes, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Tes, the Gemara says that and talks about. If you went to bed, when do you have to get? How much do we matriach you to get out of bed to daven ma'ariv? So, okay, at what point do we matriach you to daven ma'ariv? If you got into bed, if you loosened your belt, different shiurim and bubble and Eretz Yisrael, different kinds of clothing. At what point do we matriach you to get out of bed and get dressed again into daven ma'ariv? So, answer me and also, what do you mean? It's your shus. We're not matriach you at all. It's voluntary. So what is even past? So Rabbi Yonah says that when the Gemara says Tfilas Arav Shushus, it means She'ena Chayva Kama Yotze Min Shachas. It's not a Chayva like Yotze and like Mincha, like Shachas and Mincha. Aval Mitzvah Iko. The Mitzvah Lagabe Chayva Rishus Korela. Mamas the Lashon that it says in Yotze Rav Shem Nagayim. Relative to a Chayva, a Mitzvah is called the Rishus. A Mitzvah relative to a Chayva, Chazal call it a Rishus. And therefore, he says that even though tefillah tarvis is rishus, but that means we're not going to be matriach. If it's a big tircha, you don't have to do it. But if it's not a tircha, you have to do it. So if already you got undressed and you got into bed, you just may have to get undressed again. So that's a tircha, so he doesn't have to get out of bed. But if it's not a tircha, then he doesn't have to daven ma'ariv. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Mamis this lesson of the going mitzvah gabei chayv rishus karela." Very likely that the going where you had that. Going to have this Rabbi Yonah in mind, even. But that's really more than what the Vel says. The Vel says that the going means to mitzvah kiyumis. You don't have to do it, but if you do it, you get extra credit. Rabbi Yonah by tefillah tarvis is not saying you don't have to do it, but if you do it, you get extra credit. And then he didn't gain anything. If he got into bed, well, it's up to him. If he wants to get extra credit, he doesn't want to. What is this? Rabbi Yonah is saying more than that. It is a mitzvah, meaning it is something that you have to do. Ein levat lebechinam. But it's not a chayv gomor, so if a mokam tircho, you don't have to do it. I don't know if this madreig exactly is. It's a madreig that we're not used to so much. But So the Gaon says that matzah called shiva, Torah says the other day, shiva is yom teichel matzah. So the Gaon says shiva is yom teichel matzah, doesn't, and the Gemara calls it a rishus, so it doesn't mean that it's nothing, that it's just an iser esse. A lot of it is a mitzvah. You eat matzah every day, I don't know how much. Kazayas. There is a mitzvah to eat matzah every day. Maybe some kazayas. It's not worse than, not more common the first night. There's a mitzvah to eat, let's say, a kazayas and matzah every day, but it's not a chayv gomer. So if it would be a tirchta, let's say we wouldn't be matriachim. But a mitzvah, not a chayva, I can't call it a chayva, but a mitzvah, the Torah is telling me there's a mitzvah every day. It's a very strange thing. Melim Meyer also, which is only drabonim. So I hear the kavid is kind of intermediate level that it's not a chayv. When I'm a triach you, but it is a mitzvah. In the rabbanim, the rabbanim have all kinds of flexibility. In the deraisa, what kind of level is this? If it's a mitzvah deraisa, then you have to do it. And if it's not a mitzvah, then what does it mean that you should do it? That you should do it? Mitzvah kiyumas, I may be more. Mitzvah kiyumas, I hear even on a deraisa level, you can have a mitzvah kiyumas. You know, like an example, stalker. But to say there's such a thing on a level of a deraisa, a mitzvah that you should do, but not the chayis, not if it's a tichva, not on a level of a chayva, that there's such a level on it, that such a level should even exist under their eyes, is a little bit hard to understand. Anyway, it needs a hasbro. The guy needs a hasbro. Akapanim, that's the sheet of the guy. L'choy, the rational for ches, not mashman away. The rational for ches says that the pasuk of Erev Teichel Matzah just means don't eat chametz. And the rational for ches sounds more like it is there a say. Torah doesn't mean you have to eat matzah, even that you should eat matzah. The Torah means don't eat chametz. How do you like chayim inu? Ela matzah yochel loy chametz. Vimrotzel lizayin shleim chametz shleim yomatzah. It's just beyond the. The matzah is actually not like the gun. The chiyus yom teichel matzah just means as opposed to chametz. Okay. Let's see the Gemara. Did we finish the Rashi's? We didn't even start the Rashi's. Okay, Shibayla Shul. Fine. Whatever that is, I know. Shibayla Shul Osik is on of Shul. Shifayim Shigla. Yeah, in English, other numbers. Wheat, barley, spelt. I think the term is wheat and barley. Putman and Shifain is spelt. And what?
Is it rye?
Rye. Spelt and rye. And then Shibayla Shul is, they say, is oats. Some of the minor chaykim are not so sure about the oats piece. The Shain would say Rashi is oats. I mean, Rashi is in the French, but it seems to me oats. Okay, anyway. Yaitzim b'dmai. We're not going to get into that. Yaitzim b'dmai, tfush, hanukuch, me'am, oats. V'inikre is d'mai. Sofik isu sofik lo yisur. V'chiv v'chom v'hafish ma'asroi seha ma'asroi seha mi'sofik. V'im ochel ma'atzi mimeno v'lo yifish ma'asroi seha mimeno yos. V'ma'asri rishon shel levim shenit la tumos la tumos ma'asri l'koyin mikan v'ele chamaisri mutu l'zor. V'koyin v'chala la tumos aval yisol la tumos loy. Kiriyalef la kamon. V'seich lo v'chomet shivas yom v'teich lo v'matzis. Mi she'en imuzra al chimutzo yele mishim chomet at liyetzi v'chivas ma'asri yotzeze. She also machmas yisach. So Rashi tells me already what it says in the Gemara later that the mokar for the halacha that it says in the Mishnah that you're not yaitzi matzah with dvar masurim is because of this drasha. Shivas yom teichel of matzis, leteichel of chomet. Shivas yom teichel of matzis. Mishaeli muzal chimutzi elu mishem chomet after yaitzi bechavis matzah. Yotzes this she also machmas yisach. Yeah, okay, that will see more about Yichus. We'll see later. Leiv ma'aser sheni chutz l'shlaim. In your shlaim is mutter. Also, the atzmi lechem toy de nozer ein yosim em afilu le shama le shachat azevach aleim le kara shem aleim. So it has no kushi yet. The lachmi toy de kik nozer they were not yet in Scottish. Ela she also the das came, but he made them with the intent to use them. The chalas toy de kik nozer. So the mishnah lechah. If he did it for himself, he's not the yotzi. The gemara says because it lacks in the shema. Because he made it for something else. He didn't make it for Matzah's Mitzvah, lax on the Shema. He made it for Kikin Ozir or Chalish Taidu. But if it's Limka B'shuk, L'shochi Lachmi Taidu in his ears, he made it to sell for Lachmi Taidu and for Kikin Ozir. Then you argue, I'd say, Yimloy Machim Lehem, time of Fresh B'Gemara, that the person who bakes it, the baker, he has in mind that if they can't sell it out for Kikin Ozir and Chalish Taidu, then they'll sell it to other people who need Matzah. So the Das, the Lishma was provisional. And that's good enough. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Tana. Kusmin min chitim, shebele shul v'shifay min tzayim. So, Gemara brings a braisa that kusmin is a variety of chita. Shebele shul and shifay are a variety of tzayim. What does that mean? Gabi what? So, Rashi, min chitim, Le'inyan truma, then tormin mimin al shein emino, even tormin chitim al kusmin. The din is that truma can be termed from the same min. So the Bryce is telling me that kusmin is min chitim. You could be tayrim kusmin and chitim, and vice versa. Mustam. Like a shabel shul v'shifan min sa'ir. Not taisis. Rashi pirushli in the entoyman mimin al shein emina. V'ri oimer de b'munochas perka v'shmol muchuch behedya de b'raisa lin chala mistaya. Here it's muchuch that is that the b'raisa lin chala. Taisis a little bit softsome. Other shayim is mevur that taisis chalik and Rashi. Taisis holds that when it comes to truma, the rule by truma is that the definition of one of two minim is dependent on if it's two minim for klayim. But so we ask the Ebrayas that kusman and chitim for klayim is two different minim. We cannot be termed from one or the other. But chali can be termed because chala doesn't depend on the species of the grain; it depends on the nature of the iso. The chala is on the iso, not on the grain. And kusman and chito, the iso is very similar. The taste, the quality, the iso is very similar. So even though nichas klayim is two different minim, and therefore to be termed from one or the other, it's two different minim. But as an iso of kusman and iso of chitim are the same kind of iso. And likewise, shibad shul v'shifin and so. Yeah, and that is a good bonus. Yeah, we'll leave alone right now. I guess we'll read it inside. We don't really want to skip. Leif Machin, the time of Sechaz Chala, Chita, and Mr. Ephes, and Makail, Chutz Menach Kusfun. But Zayim, it's Tarif, and Makail, Chutz Menach Chitim. And with Kusfun, Bahadi, Zayim, Shabadom. Mishnah, the Gabi Chala. That kusmin could be mistaref with sa'ir. But Aymeri, the kusmin min chitim, when it says in our Bais, the kusmin min chitim, claimer af min chitim, kolshken min sa'ir. The old shul v'shifan are min sa'ir, but they're not min chitim. I don't know exactly what that means. It's a min chitim, a kolshken, a min sa'ir. Kolshken. Maybe it means like this: it's closer to Sa'ir. The Emes Kusman is closer to Sa'ir, but it's close enough to Chitin to be Mitzar. Shibel Shul V'Shifain is close to Sa'ir, but it's not close to Chitin. Yeah. In Hilchas Klaimus, it wouldn't make any sense. In Hilchas, what is the Issa like? The nature of the Issa. So I hear an Issa of Kusman, sort of intermediate between an Issa in some way. I don't know exactly what way. It's in some way, it's intermediate between an Issa of Sa'ir and an Issa of Chitin, and more like an Issa of Sa'ir, but enough like an Issa of Chitin that it can be mistarif to an Issa of Chitin. But it's Tanya also Breish Hamech, it was Breish HaMaseches, Chamesh, Chamesh, Dorim, Chayav, and Mechala, Achitim, Asarim, Akusim, Shvel, Shul, Vashifa, Arayel, Chayav, and Mechala, and Mistarif, and Zem, Zem. That makes us mask, but all of me name a mistarif. How does that stand? I'm a read, the Mishani, the Mishani, Shami, Yes, the Kasha. Shami, Yes, is Kam, and Noshuk, Kam, and Bolo. Is noshuk shkolach asarach as nasi isi b'fnei atzmo. Yachakach noshku v'nischabu yachak. Posu vadi him is tarfim kulam ela k'meisha mufuroshim. But b'bolim kol shak mochim niloishim yachak v'asim e'isa v'ahi kulam is tarfim t'chashivi kulam k'echot. You made one isa out of all of the different minim, so then they're mitzarif, then it doesn't matter. Because now that's the isa. And the whole isa is mitzad, the whole sirif is mitzad the isa. So when you're balel, it's when it's balel, all the meaning together, you mix them up together. So then you have an isa. That's a mosaic. This isa is a mosaic of all these different flavors, all blended together. So that is the isa. So maybe it's mitzarif. When you have two different isas, you want to mitzarif them just by having them touch each other. So then they have to have an affinity. They're very different. They're able to have the seer. The Mechaschinuch has interesting horror. The Mechaschinuch says, what's this doing over here? What does that do with our Mishnah? Who cares? Look at Chala. Kuma according to Rashi. Chala according to Tosfos. That the different minim are which minim are mistarfed, which minim? Kusim mistarfed, chitim. Shvel shul v'shifan are mistarfed, sa'irim. Have that fallen to us? We're talking about matzah. stomach, all matzahs, all the minimum is that. We have a little bit of matzah, keep doing a little bit of matzah, so you make a taste of it. So the Chaskidach wants to say a chiddush that for matzah also, you could only be mitzarev, that you can only be mitzarev for the chiyah matzah also, the same that the Baisa describes. With chitim, let's say. But not shivol shul, but shivon with chitim. And I can account, and then he suggests even further that maybe the Bryce is talking about Max. Maybe this is a Bryce. We doesn't say, we don't know what the context of the Bryce is. He says the Bryce itself. Maybe this is a Bryce about Max. My Rishonim don't run away. All the Rishonim, none of the Rishonim run away. As far as I know, none of Rishonim say such a thing. Why talking that? And it has a strong point. If it doesn't say, just Torah kusum minuchitim shebel shul v'shifim min sayim. We don't know what the context is. Even if Taisa has a Gemara that the Gemara brings it for challah. Okay, maybe it's a brayse about challah too. But maybe this brayse is a brayse about matzah. Otherwise, what's it doing over here? The Mashmoy says that we should don't accept that this halacha is true. Because if the halacha is true, then they should learn the Gemara this way. And the Yerushalayim apparently held for the Dovah Poshut. That by matzah, it doesn't matter, you don't need these variables, there's no rules of the seraph. You could be misarif all of them in. Some of the pshat is pushed. By challah, the mashal. Well, truma, we know for sure, truma is halacha. You can only turn malminu l'shen amin according to Rashi, we're talking about truma. Let's say according to Tosis, talking about challah. By challah is halacha that you need to be misarif the various ethos into a single Isa to have a Shir Challah. That's true. In order to have an Isa that's Chayav and Challah, you have to have an Isa that has a Shir. Hamesha Shiru and Kemach, a Shir Challah. And you have to have a one Isa that has a Shir Challah. You can't have a little bit of Isa over there and a little bit of Isa in another place and another little bit of an Isa in the third place. And then because they all belong to me, I'm going to be Chayav and Challah. It's not that way. The Isa itself has to have its Shir. And the Isis has to touch it, have to touch each other. They have to be Neshech, they have to be Bolol, or at least be Neshech. They have to have a Sirif, maybe a Sirif. There's rules, the Mishtais, Milchus Chalav. How exactly Mitzarif Isa to make it into one Isa? It has to be a single Isa, and it has to be Mitzarif. So there are rules in order to be Mitzarif into a single Isa. If it's disparate Isis and they're different than each other, then they can't have a Sirif. By Matzah, Leishaman and Eilam, that the Kezias and Matzah, you can eat it a little bit at a time. It could be as long as the kezayis be'achil is pas. Yaitzik. L'shemana me'olam, there has to be one matzah. You could have a little bit, half a kezayis from one matzah and half a kezayis from another matzah. G'dolam izum, a stomach would even be enough. Let's say I had half a kezayis of matzah and the other half of kezayis didn't even exist yet. And then I popped it. But it was ready to go. I popped it in the oven, and it baked right away. And kedei achilas pas, I ate the other kezayis. So when I ate the first kezayis, the second kezayis didn't even exist in the world. So I had seraph, they don't have. I mean, in terms of being one matzah, they're not one matzah for anything. They're not one matzah. They don't even exist. They were not. They was not. There was no kiyeshu achrim yachdov on these two halves of the kezayis. Doesn't matter. I ate a kezayis and matzah. That I'm not using such a word. I have to eat matzah. Same thing in my mor. The Mishnah says later on that there's different meaning of mor. Eli rokas and reitzi chavos of Pesach, and I think it is the fairest that they made staref. You know, mitzarif and lekezayis. You could mitzarif into kezayis. How you mitzarif into kezayis? You have different kinds of mar. You mitzarif them into kezayis. What did you do? You were neishach them. You were boiled them. You made them into one vegetable. But each vegetable is a different vegetable. There's no way. But it doesn't matter. The tzirif is that I ate a kezayis and mar. The tzirif is in the ma'isa achila. I don't need it to become one vegetable. It's not shayach. So the same thing by matzah. I don't need the matzah to become one matzah. That's what I bring out. Just the mor. You don't need that the vegetables, the five different kinds of vegetables, which could be mistarif tomorrow, I don't need to make them into one vegetable. It's not physically, I don't know what bioengineering could do today, but you can't take five different vegetables and make them into one vegetable. I don't need to, because the tzirif is not in the chefts of the mor. The tzirif is in my ma'isachila. So mistarif matzah is the same thing. There's no din that the kezayis matzah has to come out of a single matzah. I have to eat a kezayis. So I have to eat a kezayis. So what does it matter if we're a little bit of shifa and a little bit of shiva el shul? I'm not looking to be misarif them to an isa. I'm not looking them to be misarif to a matzah. I need to be mekayim a mitzvah eating kezayis and matzah. It's called today the kezayis and matzah. That's why the Rishonim did not entertain this sort of the Minchas Chinuch.
Rebbe, would it be at all problematic that the fact that it quotes it later in the Mishnah by Mar that it could be mitzdarif, and it doesn't say it here? Isn't that a little odd?
Why doesn't it say over here that they're mitzdarif? Yeah, good question. Why doesn't it say over here that they're mitzdarif? Okay. Yeah, I don't know. So why doesn't it say that they're mistar? Like a poet, we should hold that they are mistar. The answer is going to have to be, I don't know what it is, but along the lines of that it's a bigger chiddush by more that it's mistar than by mas. By more, the Mishnah needed to say it, by mas, it didn't need to say it. But I don't know why that would be. Okay, let's go back there. Let's go back there. Listen, Gulba, Shifain, Disha, Shibola, Shul, Shvili, Taylor. Something more. Hani in Ayers Vedaychenla. The Mishnah's Mashma, that these Chameshes Aminim, these Chameshes Aminim Dogan, these are the Aminim with which you actually have his Matzah. But Ayers and Deichen, rice and millet, depending on which one is rice and which one is millet. But kapan, where is the doichen lo? Minoani mili. Where does this come from? Why did the Gemara choose the where is the doichen? Why not talk about apples? It's much for apples like minoani mili. How come only where is the doichen? First of all, because where is the doichen is machlekes kanoim, so where is the doichen is a nidin. And then even without that. Ayres v'doichin is the derech to make lechem out of ayres v'doichin. Nobody makes lechem out of apples. But out of ayres v'doichin, people make lechem. So pas ayres, there's a thing called pas ayres, pas doichin. In case of v'orchim, you have a lot. So maybe that's lechem. So the Mishnah tells me a chiddush, that apples are not lechem. I don't know if I need it. I don't need a Mishnah to tell me. But ayres v'doichin, people do make pas out of ayres v'doichin. But in the Mishnah v'doik, then it doesn't count. It's not lechem. It's not good for matzah. Why taka not? So after Gemara, we're not in Mila. Amr Yishlokish, Amr Shemlokish, Echen Tanad Rebbe Shmuel, Echen Tanad Rebbe Lezer Ben Yankiv. Oh my God! Leisaychel Olav Chametz, Kivas Yomim Teichel Olav Matzis. Vayim Aboyim Udei Chimutz Adam Yetsiv Chayvasu B'Matz. Yotzu Elu Shein Boyim Udei Chimutz Adei Sirocha. What it says, the pasuk puts together. Leisaychel Olav Chametz, Isa Chametz, Kivas Yomim Teichel Olav Matzis. The Torah is teaching me that what counts as matzah, that which could come with dechimus. What can't come with dechimus doesn't count as matzah either. And ayres v'doichin can't come with dechimus. They can come with dechirochin, but they don't come with dechimus. That's the mitzias. That mitzias chazal nu and svar. That ayres v'doichin don't come with dechimus. That's not a posuk. There's no posuk that ayres v'doichin are bali dechimus. We'll see in a second that Yechim and Uri thought that it's not true, but they could be bali dechimus. That was an empirical fact that Chazal observed that Ayres v'doichin are not bolei dechimutz. Chamesh zaminim are bolei dechimutz. But just because it's not bolei dechimutz, what does that have to do with matzah? So now I need the sponsor to tell me if it's not bolei dechimutz, then it's not matzah. Masnit loyker v'yechem menuri. The Amar Ayres v'doichin are chayov v'dechimutz. The Tanya v'yechem menuri. The Amar Ayres I say about Eris V'Deichin, you're atter to make a dish with Eris V'Deichin and Pesach, they should curve the hachmas. That's what that means. You boil the curve the hachmas to cut them with machmas, machmas quickly. And you'll curve the hachmas, have a chumas gomerly hachmas. This means machmas quickly. It means it comes close to becoming chumas. It doesn't become chumas gomer, it becomes chumas lush. Toshma, the Sanya, Omer, Vechem, Nuri, Oyez, and Dogmu, the Chayom, and Okim, the Chorus, and the Vechem, the Chayos, and the Petra. Hey, no, you have Nechem, the Omer, Chromas, the Elvis, the Chayom. My Chromas, the Rabbi, Shislisa, my Shislisa, Omer, Papa, Shislisa, the Mishtaka, the Beni Kalanis. So, a couple of them, so who are in Vechem, Nuri, that Oyez, not only is it Chomes Nuksha, but it's Chomes Gomer. Chomes Nuksha means that Chomes is not fully Chomes. Chomes Rar, as she calls it. So, the Lord is silent. What exact, how much Chomes, what Chimus does Yeah, I'm not like to It's always bolid the chimus. Chacham say always not bolid the chimus, bolid the sirochem. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says Chayim Chometz is always is bolid the chimus. Where's the bias? Is it bolid the chimus gomer or is only bolid the chimus of nuksha? Chometz nuksha is chometz that's not fully chometz. It's a chometz ra, not fully edible or didn't fully wasn't fully machmitz. So, and that's only a laugh. Chometz nuksha is only a laugh. Masnanas the Gemara is that it's if you throw this cars, Abi's going to Vechem Nui, always is Chomets, Chomets Gomer. There's a lot here. Let's go back again. Let's take it from the top. The Gemara says, how do we know that Oriz with the Oriz with Eichim Loi? How do we know to be Mait Oriz with Eichim? The Gemara brings. Because the Shiva's Yomim, or Cycle of Chomets, Shiva's Yomim, Cycle of Matzahs. Dvorim ha-boim le-chimetz ha-te-yetzi chivasi v-chivasi, the Matzah, Yotzu Eilish, and boim le-chimetz el-de-si rochem. The only the meaning that a boim le-chimetz, you could be yotzi de-chivas Matzah. What does Rashi say? Dvorim ha-boim le-chimetz, odem yotzi v-mishu Matzah, im osoim Matzah. Oyez v-doichin el-eisim Chomets, v-machmisin el-eisim Masrichim. What's the limud telling me? This limud, the cycle of chametz, shiva, some cycle of matzah. You could learn, at a minimum, that it's just telling you halacha in hilchas matzah pesach, like a narrow halacha of hilchas matzah. That to be called to be yotzei chayvus matzah and pesach, you need such a matzah that could become chametz. Matzah that can't become chametz, you're not yotzei chayvus matzah. No, it's a pesach to kalach. Rabbi Chananel says mashlemi. Rabbi Chananel says the last very the last night, the end of the narrow lines. Abul Eilu Shem Boyim Dechimus LaOlam Eli Desi Rochein Gamim Teichla Matzah Einon Chashuba Matzah. The lesson of Mishnah Aral is that if it's not Bolid Echimetz, it's not called Matzah. It's not called Matzah Lechor, he means that's a very narrow thing. I mean, it's not Matzah. I mean, Pesach has to be Matzah, not Chometz. It's not Matzah. The point that I'm making is, Rabbi Mishnah Aral doesn't say that it's not Lechem. It's not Matzah. The problem with this Rabbi Mishnah Aral, maybe this will bring out what I'm trying to say. The Gemara Menacha says that Oyers and Doichin are not Chayav and Chala also. I mean, the Mishnah says in Chala, that Elu, that there are five Minim. Places quoted the Mishnah, that there are five Minim that are Chayav and Chala. Chita, Sayer, Kuspin, Shibel, Shul, Shifa, the same Chamesh Minim are Chayav and Chala. So the Gemara Menacha and Dafa Ayin says, how do you take a no? Maybe Oyers and Doichin is also Chayav and Chala. So after the Gemara, no, we don't exert Shalom, Lechem from Masa. Here it says Lechem Ayni, and there it says Bach Lechem Ba'aretz. So we're learning there is Shava that just like Ayres V'Doichin is not good for Matzah, so it's not good for, it's not Chayav and Chal. That already sounds like we're not just learning this halacha, a specific halacha in the din of Matzah. Chal is not limited to Matzah. Chalas by chametz is also chayav in chal. Right? The big chal for Shabbos, it's chametz, it's not masa, but it's chayav in chal. There's no din. We don't say lechem, lechem. We say there's a gzeir shabbos lechem, lechem. So why do we say that that only matzah is chayav in chal? Because lechem, lechem. It says over here lechem ayni. So we should say only matzah is chayav in chal, not chametz. We should say lechem, lechem. That maybe matzah shir is not chayav in chametz. It's not chayav in chal because it has to be lechem ayni. Obviously, we don't say that. Because lechem lechem doesn't mean that the only things that are chayav and challah are things that are kosher for matzah. Lechem 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 apparently only tells me gidre lechem. What's lechem and pesach is lechem for challah. What's not lechem for pesach, not lechem for challah. But the pshutai, again, I mean, chanan is not mashmas, but the pshutai sounds like that the limit over here, mishe isui mishpaltekel, it's not a limud that if it's not bode chimutz, it's not good for matzah's mitzvah. It's not a matzah de kalocha. It's not lechem. If it's not bode chimutz, it's not lechem. Memela, you still couldn't. That's the gzeres hakosuv. But the gzeres hakosuv is telling me gidrei lech lechayra. It's muchen umar menachas. The gzeres hakosuv is not telling me gidrei matzah. Ben chanan l'sait lechayra to share ben chanan. He's not telling me gidrei matzah, telling me gidrei lech. If he's telling me gidrei matzah, it would have nothing to do with chal. Chal, I don't need gidrei matzah. And l'raya chametz also chayav in chal. It must be that the gzeres shov is telling me gidrei lech. Yeah, but a kapot, that's what it says in this limit. The limit in Gidrei Lech. You have more brachas for Birchas Hamazon too. More brachas is Birchas Hamazon. There's no chiyuv for Birchas Hamazon. Past Oiz and past Leichon, there's no Birchas Hamazon. Why not? Because not Lechem. Same thing. You don't need Gidrei Matzah over there. But since the Torah is Megala, then it's not Lechem for Challah, it's not Lechem for Matzah. So for it's not possible by Birchas Hamazon. So now the Gemara knew, maybe Sibin Yina, the Chesed. Okay, then we have to know, Birchas Hamazon is a Draisa. Where's, by Chalwi required Zer Shalom. So how do we know by Birchas Hamazon that it's not Lechem for Birchas Hamazon? Basically, I don't know. But a component, there also, you see this, you do see the Pasorez and Pasdeichen, it's not merely that it's not Matzah, but it's not Lechem at all. I mean, again, very much in the Hemshech of the Gemara, this is the Kuddah, so it's good to bear it in mind. Fine, so that's the Shita of the Chachamim. Rabbi Yechem Anuri is Chayla. Matnisa de Loike Rabbi Yechem Anuri. Let's go on in the Gemara. Matnisa de Loike Rabbi Yechem Anuri. The Omar Ayriz Min Dodaru. The Chayav and Alchim Mutzik Karas. The Gemara at this point already knows that it's Karas. Later on, it's going to be Bayan Gemara. At this point, the Gemara already knows the end of the story. According to Rabbi Yechem Anuri, Ayriz is Min Dodon. And it's chorus. That means not only is it chometz, but it's chometz gomer, not chometz mukh. How do we know all this? The time. Rabbi Yechin Benuri, Rabbi Yechin Benuri, Eiser be'eres v'doichem. The Asher is making a tashel with eres v'doichem. Shekor lahachmas. Not Rashi. For menachas, you need usually chitim, and first a few menachas is sa'ir. For abbas, there is a doichin. Nobody said ayir is a doichin. Even a rechem nui didn't say that ayir is a doichin or amin chitim or amin sa'ir. He just said that they're bali de chimus. Okay, fine. So actually, it's ayir by ayir is a doichin. You're not allowed to cook ayir is a doichin on Pesach. There's an interesting thing here. Chesinuch points this out. The Gemara quoted Masnisa the like of Yochai Menuri, who said, Eir is min dogan. So the Gemara first makes a statement that the Mishnah not like of Yochai Menuri talks about Eir is not dogan. Then it quotes a Braisa, of Yochai Menuri, I say, but Eir is vid dogan. Well, the Gemara of Yochai Menuri is not only Eir, he's dogan too. Then, going on in the Gemara is a Shaila, Yiboylu, Shekar Lahachmetz. What did Yochai Menuri mean when he said that Eir is vid dogan, don't cook Eir is vid dogan? Because it's Karev L'Hachmetz. Did he mean the Kadum of Achmetz? It's Machmetz quickly. Like, don't think you can make Eir Zedochen and Pesach, but you'll cook it so fast that it won't have a chance to become Chametz. It becomes Chametz before you know it. Is that what he means? Are you doing the Karev L'Hachmetz means that it comes close to becoming Chametz. It never becomes Chametz Gomer, but it becomes Chametz Nuch. Chametz Gomer L'Hachmetz. Rashi says, it's Karev L'Chimetz, Alma Boli D'Chimetz. It's the Yesub Amatz. Chametz gomer lehavi, v'nafkamina. What's the difference if it's chametz gomer or not? So Rashi, they don't kares. The machali b'shoyim, and it may be carbon. For kares and for carbon, you have to have chametz gomer, not chametz nuksh. So Gemara b'shoyim, what does Rebbe Kamdori mean when he said that oiz v'doichin is karev lahachmetz? Did he mean that it becomes chametz gomer quickly, or does he mean that it becomes almost chametz? Here already, Rabbi Yechiel Menuri again only spoke about Eir, not a word about Doich. So the Gemara at the beginning, Masnisa like Rabbi Yechiel Menuri, says Eir. Then it quoted Rabbi Yechiel Menuri, Eiser, but Eir is for Doich. And then in the Desanya, Rechem Nui says, Oiris min dogun of a chayav anachim mitzvah kars. Sometimes we mention Oiris, sometimes we mention Oiris of Dechem. The Sinek's deep come here in the Gemara. So the Mitzvah Sinek wants to say a lot. He says like this. So we'll start with the question. Question Pshat in the Gemara. The Masmada of the Gemara is that Oiris is Chometz Gomer. But you want to sack a daituch that Eiris is only Chametz Nuksh. And the thought that Eiris would be Chametz Nuksh, could you use it for matzah? We have a hekesh, Misha, that it's something which is bole de chimot at the yotze by yudei chavez matzah. You're only yotzei chayvus matzah with meaning that could be bolei dechimus. What level of bolei dechimus do we need for something for it to be good for matzah? Do we need a meaning that's bolei dechimus gomor chayvus matzah, or is it enough for chayvus matzah that it's a meaning that could become chametz nuksh? It bears on how to read the Gemara. The Gemara started off that the Mishnah not like Avichai Menuri, because Avichai Menuri said that Eiris is chametz. And then according to Braisa, the Sani Avichai Menuri Oimer, the Avichai Menuri Eiris Oiser, but Eiris V'Doichem LeShikar V'Lachmetz. Then the Gemara brings in Ibaya. What does he mean by Karav LaHachmetz? Does he mean it's chametz gomer, and it becomes chametz gomer quickly? Does he mean that it almost becomes chametz? That it's only chametz nuksha? And then we was pushed from another Braisa where Avichai Menuri said Beferish. That it's onus karas. At what point in the Gemara did the Gemara nail down that the Mishnah is not like a Avichai Menuri? We started with the state with the Gemara saying, the Stam of the Gemara says, the Mishnah is not like a Avichai Menuri. The Mishnah that says you cannot use Eiris V'Doichin for matzah, that's not like a Avichai Menuri. If you're a Avichai Menuri, you could use Eiris for matzah. And then we put two brises. We put brisa number one, that Rabbi Yechiel Menuri says, Eiris V'Doichin is chametz. And then we put brisa number two, that he said even more, that it's karas. The point is to read the Gemara. You could read the Gemara, Masnisim to like Rabbi Yechiel Menuri, according to Rabbi Yechiel Menuri, you could use Eiris for matzah. This Tanya, because Rabbi Yechiel Menuri, Eisiv, Eiris V'Doichin. End of story. You see from Rabbi Yechiel Menuri that chametz, that Eiris V'Doichin could become chametz nuksha, and if it become chametz nuksha, then you could use it for matzah. And now we've established that the Mishnah is not like Avichai Menuri. Finished. End of the story. Now there is a new and unrelated question. Lefir Avichai Menuri is what level of chametz is? Is it chametz nuksha or is it chametz gomer? But that's not necessary for the original statement that Masnisa like Avichai Menuri. Even if it's only chametz nuksha, It's still Masnis and Leke V'yechem Nui. V'yechem Nui still says it is Chomus to a degree, and therefore it's good for Matzah. That's one way to read the Gemara. Or you could read the Gemara that we don't, we start off Masnis and Leke V'yechem Nui, because V'yechem Nui says you could use Ayres for Matzah. And how do you know? So now you have to hold your breath, because we have to get through the whole thing. First of all, we have a rice that it's Chomus. That by itself doesn't tell me anything. Maybe it's only Chomus Nuksha, then you cannot use it for Matzah. But then we had a baya, what is it takamin chukar of lahach, right? And we put another baya so that you call the yachayev chorus. And once you chayev chorus, oh, then taka the mishnah not like a v'yachem nui. So the conclusion, the right, that mishnah like a v'yachem nui is only after we brought the second baya that it's not only chametz nukhtre, but it's chametz gom. Two ways to read the Gemara. So which way does Rashi read the Gemara? At which point did the Gemara prove that the Mishnah al kevichem nui? After the first bais or only after the second bais?
Rashi reads it the second way.
What?
Rashi reads it the second way.
Which way?
The way the Minchas Tinnach was saying.
Why? How do you see?
And the shakar of chimutz alma holy day chimutz who did that yotim ba mishum matzah, that the kasha is still relevant to the original piece.
Well, if I can't, I mean, you have the right Rashi, but I think the digs all the way around. This is only the first vice. Karav lachmud, we don't know yet what it means. It might mean nuksha. And Rashi says that this is already the raya that you yotzei chayvus matzah. I know that you yotzei chayvus matzah already after the first vice. I don't need the second brisa to prove that Yotzei Chayvus Matzah. I know that Yotzei Chayvus Matzah knows the Gemara's proof. Because according to Rav Yechem Nuri, Yotzei Chayvus Matzah, Desanya. How many Desanyas do we need to establish that? So Rashi says, Rashi's holding right, this Rashi is after the first brisa. Desanya Rav Yechem Nuri, Yotzei Ba'ariz V'doichem Yotzei Chayvus Lachmas. Chayvus Lachmas, we don't know what that means. It might mean Nuksha. We don't know yet. That's going to be the bio later on. And but already now Rashi jumps the gun and Rashi says Alma Bole de Chimutz. You see already that it's Bole de Chimutz. We don't know yet what Chimutz, what level of Chimutz we're talking about. We might only be talking about Chometz Nuksha at this stage in the Gemara. But as far as Rashi is concerned, this is the Raya that Alma, we've already established Alma Bole de Chimutz Uli Didei Yotzei Shematzah and Yotzei Chayvus Matzah. And then when the Gemara says Yibaylu, is it Chometz Nuksha or is it Chometz Gomer? That's a new Gemara. That has nothing to do with establishing the Temasnis and Tlaikir of Yechem Minu. Rashi's move with Taka that Bolidei Chimut that Nuksha is also enough for is enough. If it's Bolidei Nuksha, it's also enough to be Yotzei Chayvus Matzah. So the Alma Masnisin, the Alma Bolidei Chimut Ulidei Yotzei Mishum Matzah, we already have it after the first bias. I don't need to know if it's Nuksha or more, if it's only Nuksha, if it's more than Nuksha. Nuksha is also enough that it will be good for Matzah. The Minchas Chinuch wants to say, he doesn't make this deacon Rashi. But the Minchas Chinuch Chazon wants to say that in order to be good for matzah, it has to be chometz gomer. Nuksha would not be enough to be called that it's bole de chimutz, that you could then have the converse that you yotzei chayvus matzah. Again, the Minchas Chinuch wants to say, miswar, that maybe to be good for matzah, it has to be bole de chimutz gomer. But something that a min that could only be bole de nuksha, but couldn't be bole de chimutz gomer, would not be good for matzah. With this, he wants to explain the diukim and how come sometimes the Gemara says Eres and sometimes the Gemara says Doichim. Then maybe somebody could figure it out, what you're going to say.
Because the second Bryce is only speaking about Eres, so we only know that Eres is going to be
The Gemara, the Rav Yechim and Nuri had, there's two Bryces. The first Bryce of Yechim and Nuri said Eres and Doichim are both Chomets. Can't make a tapshul out of them. Then we have another Baisa where he says that it's Chorus. But the second Baisa only said Oyres, isn't it there? So we know that Oyres is Boli Dechim, it's Gomer. For all we know, Doichen might only be Boli De Nuksha. That we don't know that Oyres could be, that I'm sorry, Doichen, for all we know, maybe it's only Boli De Nuksha. It's not necessarily, it's Boli Dechim, it's Nuksha, but maybe it's not Boli Dechim, it's Gomer. So Mela, Oiriz would be good for matzah. But Doichin may not be good for matzah because it could be that it's only Bali Deinuchin. That's why the Gemara, when it said in the beginning, Masplisim the Loki Rav Yechin Menuri, because Rav Yechin Menuri says Oiriz Mendominu, where does not say Nuchin? Does not say Doichin. Because we don't know what Rav Yechin holds about Doichin. Doichin might not be Karas. Maybe it's even Meduik that it's not Karas, because in the second verse, Rav Yechin Menuri left it out. So the Mishnah is only against Rav Yechin Menuri in regard to Oiriz. And how do we know this? So the Gemara brings first of all, verse number one, that Rav Yechin Menuri said, Oiriz V'Doichin, both, you're not allowed to make a tafshul out of it, because they're Karav L'Hachmetz. And the Gemara wanted, what does it mean, Karav L'Hachmetz? They can become Chametz quickly, or they become Chametz Nukshah. So we brought another brisa that Oiriz Takas Karas. So if Oiriz is Karas, then when the first brisa said that they're Karav L'Hachmetz, it doesn't mean they become Nukshah, because Oiriz becomes much more than Nukshah. It means they become Chametz quickly. But it means that they become Chametz quickly. And Oiriz becomes quickly Chametz Gomer. But we still don't know what Doichin becomes. It becomes Chametz quickly. The Brisa, the first Brisa, certainly when it said Karav L'Hachmetz, it didn't mean some one thing for Oiriz and so one thing for Doichin. By both of them, it must have meant they become Chametz quickly. But that Brisa doesn't say, but what degree of Chametz do they get to quickly? The second Brisa says the level of Karas, but only by Oiriz, not by Doichin. Doichin is Chametz, but not Chametz Gomer. And it's Taka no good for Matzah. And Doichin is Chametz, and Oiriz is Chametz Gomer.
According to the Yeah. Yeah. What was the point of the Gemara bringing the first Brisa?
Why don't we bring the first Brisa at all? Why didn't we just bring the second Brisa? Yeah, good question. Why do we need the first Brisa at all? If you learn not like the Minchas Chinuch, so Rashi not like the Minchas Chinuch. If you learn like Rashi, so I need the first Brisa, because from the first Brisa I know Doichin, which I don't know from the second Brisa. But the first Brisa will tell me that Doichin is also Reichin, that Reichin is Chayav by Doichin too. Why did the Gemara not mention it? Later then. But in the original opening statement, I don't know. But Paponim, yeah, this Taka, the Gemara, there's a point to mentioning the first Brisa, because the first Brisa is where I learn about Doichin. But according to the Minchas Chinuch, there's really no, the Gemara didn't need the first Brisa. It could have just gone straight to the second Brisa. When you name the first Brisa, not most of anything. I mean, it's most of something in, it's a good idea to know that you can't make a tafshul out of Doichin. But when you name it, it's nothing to do. Yeah, good point. Maybe that's one of the reasons why Rashi doesn't want to learn. Maybe that's why Rabbi Rashi doesn't learn like the Minchas Chinuch. The Gupa Nidoin, the Nid itself, is Nukhsha enough to make it that it's called Boli Dechimutz. Could be that it's totally the Machlaikas Yishayin. Rashi would be the Shittosai. There's a Machlaikas Yishayin in the beginning of the third parrot. The Torah is Marbe Chometz Nukhsha for a lav. Yeah, it's a possible. The Koras not. The Marbe is reminded from Koras. It's Kayav and a lav, but it's reminded from Koras. I don't remember now. It's okay. It's Machlaikas Yishayin. What about Bayi Wabayi Mosek? It doesn't say. It's in Kol Machmetzes. Yeah, Kol Machmetzes. How are we made from Chorus? So that's Marbe Chametz Nukhsha. Then it says, Ki Koil Oichel Chametz V'Nichesa, Samiyot, Al Chametz Dogen Gomer on his cars, while he would be alive. Anyway, we're not holding it out there. But we have drushes that there's a laugh for Chametz Nukhsha, but there's no cars. But what about Bayi Rabbi Matzah? So Machlaikas Yishayin. Rashi says, this Bayi Rabbi Matzah. And the Rebbe Tam is chaylik. The Rebbe Tam is no. The Rebbe of Kol Machmetzis was for the Yisra Achila, not for Bayer Abaymas. The argument is around. Rashi holds that once the Torah is megala that you're not allowed to eat chametz nuksha. So chametz nuksha is presumptively has dina chametz. There's a miut from Karas. But for everything else where there's no miut, the presumption is that if the Torah is marba chametz nuksha for achila, so it's chametz the chaldova. And then the time goes all the way around. The Torah is only marbit for achila, but everywhere else the presumption is that we're not marbit. So it could be that it's a get of shato here. If you learn that chametz nuksha is chametz the chaldova, not only for the Yisra Achila, but it's Chomets the Choldover. For Kar, it's not. But for everything else, it's Chomets the Choldover. So it's Chomets also for the din of Bolu Dechimus that you have to have for, that you need a min of Bolu Dechimus for Matzah. But if you learn it's only Chomets for the Yisra Achila, but it's not Chomets the Shadvar, it's not Chomets the Choldover. In the Yisra Achila, we're marvel that this is called Chomets for a laugh. But for everything else, it's not called Chomets. So here we're not talking about this achila. Here we're talking about the din of you need a min habalu dechimus to be aisich to be called lechem. But then some hecha taste that nuksha should be b'chal. It'll work out. The Rashi shitosa. Rashi taka holds that you everybody over by matzah and chayim chametz nuksha. He holds this chametz the choldava. So therefore he holds. So once the Gemara brought the first raya that there's an isser and chametz nuksha, so that's enough that it's a, so that establishes that yaisi chayvus matzah. Look no further; we don't need anything more. That'll be true. That it'll come out there. Made a time will hold like minchasinu. Obviously, it's not muchel. We're going to stop here. I just want to throw out a question that's bothering me. I don't know that we're going to be able to really work it through so much now. Maybe we'll have to wait for that Lamed Vav when we get the Sugis of Lechem Ayin. The Gemara dashing the pasuk, ki kol le'seichel olav chametz shivas yomim teichel olav matzahs. And we're using this pasuk to learn the definition of matzah for the din of the Mishnah that elu dvarim shodam yaseveim chayvasev v'pesach for chayvas matzah. But this pasuk of Shivas Yomim Teichel of Matzos, this is the pasuk of Matzos of Matzah called Shiva, which is only Rishus. With the point of Rashi, it sounds like it's only an Isser essay. There's no mitzvah to eat Matzah Shivas Yomim. You could eat Deichem too. The mitzvah Shivas Yomim is not to eat chametz. When the Torah says eat Matzah, it's just a way to say don't eat chametz. How do we have over here? How can this pasuk be the gilui for which minim a kosher for mitzvah matzah? We're not talking about mitzvah matzah at all. Shiva shama, there is no mitzvah matzah. Maybe the filo goyim is better. Filo goyim, there's a mitzvah called shiva. It's not a chayva, not a level of laila rishayna. It's only a mitzvah. The laila rishayna is a chayva. There's a mitzvah called shiva. So the Torah tells me what's called matzah for mitzvah matzah called shiva. Only minim abayim dechimus. Then already, I can go on by myself by analogy and say for the laila rishayna chayva, it's also the same matzah. Whatever is the matzah for the mitzvah is called shiva is the matzah for the chayva of laila rishayna. That I can know on my own. But at least this is a pasuk that's talking about a mitzvah matzah. The Torah says mitzvah matzah has to be bala dechimus. But according to Rashi, when the Torah says shiva chayim toichel matzahs, the Gemara basically means don't eat chametz. So how can this pasuk be the mukkar to learn as dinei matzah? For the isser chametz, I don't need a pasuk telling me that there's no isser chametz in the Erez V'Deich. Right? There is no pasuk that there's no chametz in the Erez V'Deich. That's a svar. Rav Yochanan Nui argues on the svar. Rav Yochanan Nui, right? That's the bedrock is Chachamim knew empirically that there's no chimutz. That Erez V'Deich and Abolad Dixiroch and not Abolad Dixiroch. Rav Yechim and Nuri, knew empirically, held empirically, that it is Bala Dechimus. I think Taisha is somewhere there. Why did they do an experiment? He says they did an experiment, and it was Bala Dechimus, some kind of Chimus, that Chacham thought is a Chimus, and Rav Yechim and Nuri just held it's only a Sirachim. A component, the fact that Ayaz Vedechim is not Bala Dechimus, that's an empirical fact. That's not the Limut. The limit is that it's not good for matzah either. The Ayah is a doichin, since it's not bala dechimut, it's not good for matzah. But this limit is in a pasuk that's talking about kibbutz yomim when there's no din to eat matzah at all. There's just a din not to eat chametz. How can this be the locus of the limud of what's called bali de, of what's called matzah?
Rabbi, can there just be a hekesh between matzah and chametz? Like, not necessarily, the context of the pasuk doesn't really matter so much. Just,
yeah, the hekesh. Maybe you could say, right, so maybe you could say, Emes, over here, really, you're not talking about, there's no mitzvah here to eat matzah. But the Torah does use the lashon of matzah. Even though it's only telling me in Easter essay, it's only telling me, eat, meaning, if you're eating bread, eat matzah, not, if you're eating bread, eat matzah, not, and not chametz. At the end of the day, since he uses the lashon of matzah, so this pasuk tells me the definition of matzah. And now the definition of matzah b'chol mokayim becomes, the definition of matzah b'chol mokayim becomes bol dechim. Maybe.
In the Milchamos that Rabbi said to us, the Ramban just says, there's a hekesh between chametz and matzah. That's how he says it.
The what?
The Milchamos says there's a hekesh between chametz and matzah from this pasuk.
I hear what you're saying. It's still going to be, it could be, in this local problem right now, and the drasha right now, maybe that's enough. It still bothers me. First of all, the Gemara in the Hemshech, when they have a papa, the Gemara shoots down her papa. But the Gemara, her papa wanted a dash in the other way around also. That the Gemara brought a bris that matzah shini leisha b'yayin v'shemen v'drash, which but not a bris, a shlokish, a member from a shlokish, isa shini leisha b'yayin v'shemen v'drash en chayovin al chimutz akars. The Gemara is busy. What's the reason for Eish Lakish? There's no chi of chorus on an Issa that was Nilesha. There's no chi of chorus for chomis that was an Issa of chomis that was Nilesha by Yain Shem and Vidvash. So the Maskalim verse is May Peres and Machmitsu. But first, the Gemara brought Rapapa thought it's from this Hekesh. That since the Torah compares chomis to matzah, and by matzah, lechem, you need matzah shir is no good because you need lechem ayini. So that tells me that just like matzah shir is no good for matzah, so matzah shir is also not chametz. Lechem ashira, lechem ashir, chametz ashir is not chametz. So I have the same problem. What do you mean? We're talking matzah is called shiva. Matzah called shiva. There's a din of matzah shir and called shiva. Called shiva, you can eat whatever you want. But I'll tell you the truth, the question really is not only on our pub, the question is on the pasuk. Because the pasuk says, I don't know what's the whole pasuk, Shiva's yom of toichel of matzah is lechem ayni. The Torah says lechem ayni by this pasuk is Shiva's yom of toichel matzah. According to Rashi, Shiva's yom of toichel matzah, the pasuk pshat in the morning kufkof, and it's a rishus, not like the guy. The pasuk pshat, the way Rashi seems to say, Shiva's yom of toichel matzah means that it's an iser essay. Don't eat chametz. It's a way to say don't eat chametz. What's that do with lechem ayini? Gratis, where a pup is better. Torah says lechem ayini, to me megala, and the iser chametz, that if it's not lechem ayini, it's not chametz. If you're a pup, actually is better. Yeah. That's what it's saying. It's saying an iser. Shiva shalom teichel matzahs really means don't eat chametz. And since it says lechem ayini, so it means to tell me that if it's not lechem ayini, it's not chametz. But the Gemara shoots that down. The Gemara says it's not true. So that's not. And there's a different reason why you're not chay of course on because meiteres in machmitz. So why does it say lechem ayini in this pasuk? What does it even mean lechem ayini? Don't mention shiva shalom. Well, what is lechem ayini? And then also you have the Gemara, the Drush later on, in the bottom of Lamehim and Beis, that Rashi quoted in the Mishnah, that how do you know you're not Yotzei with Matzah Shel Tevel and Matzah Shel Isser? Because we dash in L'Shoichel of Chomets, Shilas Yom Teichel of Matzahs. Mishi Yisur Mishal Teichel Chomets. Yotzei Zeh She'en Yisur Mishal Teichel Chomets, Shel Mishal Bal Teichel Tevel, or whatever. But the Drush that tells me that you're not Yotzei with Matzah Shel Isser is in this part of the Shilas Yom Teichel Matzahs. But Shilas Yom Teichel Matzahs is not the Matzah Mitzvah B'chal, it's the Matzah of Rishus, which is telling me in Isser Essay. So how can that be the drasha for Matzah Shel Isser? The Chila Goyim, it's all Galik. Shiva Shom Teichel and Matzah is a mitzvah taka. It's a rishus. The level of mitzvah is rishus relative to the level of chayvah. You have Lala Rishayim. Whether the Goyim means the mitzvah kiyumis, whether he means ein levat v'chinu, whatever level, it's very obscure what this level of mitzvah is in the Goyim. But then fine, you could say all of these things, that if you have a matzah shel tevel, then you're not mekayim the mitzvah, the Goyim's mitzvah, that the matzah kol shiva, you're not mekayim with the matzah shel tevel. But if you're like Rashi, that's only an Isser Esei, so it's very hard to understand all of these drushes. And Pshutishul Nikra is hard to understand. Besides the Gemara, it's hard to understand Pshutishul Nikra. What does the Torah mean? Shiva Zom Teichel Masis Lechamayni. I don't know.
Rabbi, the Rashi and Chof Chasam doesn't quote this pasuk. He quotes two different pasukim.
Shivat Yomim Matzis Techelum Matzis Yochel Shivat Yomim the Nachal and Kfiyas Chayvah. Hey, the Tulsi the Shivat Yomim. I hear as interesting, it doesn't quote this pasuk. What to do with it exactly? At the end of the day, it says she was young. Rashi and Tukah Chav Zayin have the same Rashi there. Rashi says, since it says Sheishes Yom Teichel Matzah, so it's a Torah Yotam and Akal, like the Gemara says in Kuchav, Lefish Ashvi Bechlal Shivas Yom Teichel Matzah. The Yotam and Akal Olame, Sheachilas Matzah, Omer Boy, Einei Chayva, Elim Bosel Lechol Teachilos Chamatzah Vlei Chamitz. Yeah, not really sure what to do with all this. I make a little bit of a tweak. Rashi and Sukkah Chav Zayin, not exactly the same. You don't have it in front of you, but it's not exactly the same as Rashi and Chav Chesem and Beis. There's a nuance of difference. Rashi and Chav Chesem and Beis says that the Shiva Zayin, they're not a Chayva. Rashi in Sukkah Chav Zayin, same drasha, but he has an expression, im bosel lechol teachilos cha matzah v'loi chametz. You don't have to eat, but im bosel lechol teachilos cha matzah v'loi chametz. But what do those words mean? Im bosel lechol, you should eat matzah, not chametz. What if I want to have potatoes? Then there's no then I have to eat matzah. So we have to inject the word. Imbosel lecha lechem te'achiloscha matzah v'lo chametz. Could be there's a little bit of a difference. Rashi and Chav Chesem and Bey sounds like a pasuk to Isser Aseh. The Torah is not telling you anything about eating at all. It's telling you something about not eating. When it says te'achiloscha matzah, it means not that you should eat matzahs. It means don't eat chametz. Like a seila techelu by behemoth tomatoes and eiftam and so on. It doesn't mean you should eat kosher birds. It's not a mitzvah to eat chickens. It's not telling you to eat chickens. It's telling you not to eat kosher birds. Rashi over here, and Rashi Chavchez sounds like that's how it is by matzah too. We're not saying eat matzah. We're saying don't eat chametz. It's another way to say don't eat chametz. But it's couched b'loshon essay, so it's an isra essay. Rashi in Sukkah Chav Zayin, he says, im basal lecha, and I'm injecting the word lechem, im basal lecha lechem, there, it could be that it's different. It's a different word. It's not just an Isser essay. It's a mitzvah to be kaveya my achilas lechem and matzah not on chametz. I don't have to have lechem at all. But in bosel lechel, it has to be matzah not chametz. That's not an Isser essay. That's very similar to the Abai Sukkah. Nobody ever said that Sukkah is an Isser essay. I mean, Mitzvah Tzimich wants to say it, but it's bizarre. Sukkah also you don't have to go into. You don't have to eat. Again, you don't have to go into the Sukkah. You don't have to eat. You don't have to sleep. You don't have to eat bread. You can have apples, and you don't have to go into the sukkah. But in basal lasis in yoni dira, you have to do it in the sukkah, not outside of the sukkah. That's not an isser essay. Yeah, there is a bizarre in chesvinach that sukkah is an isser essay, but that's a lot of other achayim. I assume it's not true. A lot of it's a mitzvah. But the mitzvah is if you want to do in yoni dira, you're in yoni dira, you should do it in the sukkah, not outside of the sukkah. Rashi in Sukkah is mashmach more like that. In basal lecha lechem, again, I'm adding the words lechem. In basal lecha lechem, te'achilos chametz v'lo chametz. So it's a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah you have to eat lechem. But if you're going to eat lechem, then the mitzvah is you have to eat chametz and not matzah. If you learn like that, then I think these drushes are better, right? Then when you eat matzah, it is a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah that you have to do it. You're not interested in eating lechem. It's a mitzvah that's triggered when I want to eat lechem. But when I want to eat lechem, the mitzvah is triggered. Maybe Rashi and Chav Ches also means that way. Rashi and Chav Ches is more sosum. But maybe Rashi and Chav Ches also means al derech. I think that would soften this, maybe take away altogether these problems. So it comes out there is a mitzvah of matzah kol shit. But it's a mitzvah that's only triggered by the fact that it's basa lecha lecha. How much al derech sukkah? Not the going. I don't think it's the going. That's not what the going said. The going said that it's a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah that's not a chayva, so it's called a reshus relative to a mitzvah that's a chayva. The going is obscure. It's an obscure going. I feel post-round going is either mitzvah kiyumis, or it's like a ben yoyin about tefillas harvest reshus. It's a mitzvah, but you don't have to be matriach to do it. I was just saying something else. It's a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah in basal lechel. Maybe that's what the guy meant also. We don't have the lashon of the guy himself. We only have it from the Meister Rav. So, you know, maybe there's a limit how much we can die. Maybe the guy also meant al derech zeh. When you do it, you have a mitzvah because there is a mitzvah in basal, like sukkah, you have a mitzvah, make a bracha. In basal lechel, Yeah, Mitch, why don't you make a bracha on Achilas Matzah called Shiva, like by Sukkah, by Amoris? Amoris says, because you can't go 3 days without sleep, so it's, you're going to have to be in the Sukkah. So, but Matzah, you go the whole 7 days without eating Matzah, so they weren't Kaveh Bracha. Sounds like the Etzim, they are the same. Just there's a technical difference in the Bracha. Maybe that's more Al Derech Zeh. It's Haka like Sukkah. And then I think there's a real maybe. We said that Sukkah is a mitzvah, Matzah is not a mitzvah, it's a ritual. Maybe it's totally in these yon. There's a lot of discussion around these yon, but it's a lot of it's very amorphous. Maybe the going is also there. Maybe when the going says it's a mitzvah, not a chayvah, maybe he means it's not a chayvah because you don't have to be kavei, you don't have to be bosa lecha lechem. But if it's bosa lecha lechem, then you have a mitzvah. Maybe that's what he meant, that it's a mitzvah, not a chayvah. I should have been mefarish. The going should have been mefarish. It's anyway, we're getting it secondhand. So maybe that's what he said. Maybe a Yediya. It belongs more to Lamed Vav. If it's in the Mukhi Yosef and that Lamed Vav, you have in the Kaibitz. Mukhi Yosef and that Lamed Vav has a wild chiddush that you're not supposed to eat Matzah Shira all 7 days. Because it says Lechemayni. Shiva's Yomim, Lechemayni. He learned it into the Gemara. It's very schwer because I don't understand how he learned the Hemshech of Gemara that from. The Gemara says in Lamed Vav, the Gemara brings it right, so you're not supposed to be lush all 7 days. You're not supposed to be lush for Yayin Hashem and Midrash. And if you did, so Rav Mulil says, Tisar from Yad, and Chacham is saying, no, then if you did it, you could eat it. Most of the Shalom learn it's Shalom Chimutz because it's Mamar Lahachmitz. The May parents make it be Mamar Lahachmitz. So don't do it because it might become Chamutz. But if you did it, so Rav Mulil says, you better burn it. And the Chacham say, no, if you did it, you could eat it. The Mekhi Yosef says, you know why you can't be lost for Yayin Shem Medivash? Because it's Matzah Shir. You're not supposed to eat Matzah Shir all 7 days. I don't understand. So then what's that? But the Brisa goes on and says, but if you did it, the Chacham say you could eat it. Why? If you're not supposed to eat Matzah Shir, then who cares that you made it? So you made it. So save it for after the Like, what is that? Pashkas, like, what? If the reason why you're not supposed to do it is because you're not supposed to eat Matzah Shira on Pesach, so what does it mean when it says, but if you did it, you could eat it? That he doesn't explain the case. Hell, I don't know. Very strange in the case. But that component, the case, it has happened. So Murray takes that. He says, this taka dinner Matzah Shira called Shira. And the Emma says, he has a point. The Chalak the Pesach, Shira is Yom Lechamayni. And the way I'm saying in Rashi, that's not really solved. I understand how the Gemara is how we learn out all these dinim, but about the Mishi Sur Mishum Bat Hekel. How can we learn all the dinim from the pasuk of Shivas Yomim? Shivas Yomim is a pasuk about Rishus. It's not a Rishus. It's in Basel Lechel. It's a mitzvah. But it says Lechem Oini. How did Lechem Oini get into the pasuk? Other Rishonim, unless you go like the Mukhi Yosef, there's no din that you're not allowed to eat Matzah Shira and Shivas Yomim, all Shivas Yomim. Maybe it means in basa lechel lechem oini, you should eat chametz and matzah, not chametz. Matzah shir. If it's not lechem oini, then it has no dinim. It's not matzah at all. It has no dinim. But if you're eating lechem oini, that would be bizarre. That would mean that if it's not lechem oini, you're not even chametz. Yeah, or papa thought, but we don't like a papa. Chametz doesn't have to be lechem oini. So what does it mean? In basa lecha lechem, you should eat matzah, not chametz. No. The chametz part is not only lechem ayini. So the matzah part also should be only lechem. In basa lecha, again, if you all like the Mekhi Yosef, yeah, in basa lecha lechem, eat lechem ayini and not matzah shir and not chametz. And it's good. I understand the pasuk gavad, the filim Mekhi Yosef. That's mamish pshat in the pasuk. I think that's the emes. The filim Mekhi Yosef, the pasuk say, in basa lecha lechem, then you should eat lechem ayini. As opposed to chametz for sure not, and also not matzah shira. But the other Rishonim hold that don't have such. It's very sure how you read the Gemara. I don't know how you read the Gemara. The other Rishonim don't have such a thing. Avada Yulada have matzah shir kol shiva. What does it say? It said, so what's the shilas yomim lechem ayinim? It means if it's not lechem ayinim, it's not matzah. And then it's like shai dvarim. And it's not a kamina because you lad eat shai dvarim, but it's a gili for lad rishayna. But the Torah is telling me, kol shiva, there's a din in basa lecha lechem, you should eat matzah and not chametz. You don't want to eat lechem. You don't have to eat lechem. And matzah shir is not lechem. The Indians are. My nafkamina, you can eat other things anyway. Nafkamina is for Adav Yishan. It's a matter of strange thing. What if you ate chametz that was matzah shir? So you won't be mevatel l'esek. You'll be over the lab, but you won't be mevatel l'esek. Because the essay is in basal lechel. In matzah, in basa lecha lechem, you should eat matzah, not chametz. But matzah shir is not called lechem in Yitzhak. So matzah is not called lechem in the chametz either, because it's how the bittel of the essay of in basa lecha lechem, eat matzah, not chametz, matzah shir is not pachah. So even if it's chametz, it's the chametz lami, not mevatel essay of in basa lecha lechem, the achilos chametz of the chametz. Maybe it's not. Maybe you're not over the essence. You're over the lap, but you're over the lap because we don't hold like a papa. But you're over the lap, you're over the cars, but that bit less. Maybe you don't have. Anyway, there's a lot here to be done, and it's all very all very up for grabs. A little bit, we went afield, we strayed a little bit off the beaten path. But I'm grappling with these in the on right now, so sharing this. Okay, fine. We'll stop here.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good day.
Yeah.